Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Summer is almost here, you guys, and I'm so excited. I know, like a lot of you, you're planning vacation with your friends and family, and I'm trying to pack light. This is something I've been working on. I have a tendency to overpack, so I'm shopping Macy's for new shoes that I can wear all day with anything and not have to bring 75 different pairs. And I'm also excited to lay out in the sun and own the day with key pieces from Macy's, like new Dolce Vita sandals and Levi skirts. I am ready to relax and look and feel great. So remember, just shop Macy's.com/ownyourstyle to look and feel great.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it. State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
I feel like a moose in Hollywood because I'm so Hollywood. The hell just came out of my mouth.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
I'm still wearing a sports bra under my sweatshirt because I have this idea that I'm going to work out. And then I leave the sports bra on. And it hasn't happened yet. What up, girl?
I've been up since 4:30 Central Time. Hey.
She has. This one's straight off the plane from Green Bay, ladies and gentlemen.
And my girl is clearly going there.
Need to mix in a low light
Wednesday. And I can't wait to talk about it. Hold on. I'm not done with my list. I'm getting there. How are you? How is your day? Welcome to the Calm Down podcast, everyone. What's happening?
I just got my hair done, Bo. Thank you so much. I always say I want it bright blonde when it's this short because, as you know, I've been taking my extensions out. My hair is actually getting very healthy. Not that anyone asked for that. Although I do have a story about picking up your extensions at the front desk.
Mine?
Picking up proverbial extensions at the front desk. Guys get very uncomfortable. And I'm like, there's a bag here with hair. And they're like, wait, what? Yeah. Anyways, join us for the full length podcast. It is Monday. Week 10 finishes this evening for Monday Night Football. Woo! This is the pregame. If you guys don't know what this is all about, 10 minutes of fun. We say whatever we want and answer your questions, which we always appreciate you guys submitting because it induces conversation for our full-length podcast on Thursday. This one, as I just mentioned, came back from Green Bay. We will get into all of the details of that incredible game in the full-length podcast. But here we go. Listener number one, Singing Sarah 11. When is it socially acceptable to start playing or listening to Christmas music?
I listened to it today.
Did you really?
Yep. It was at the hair salon. Bo had Mariah Carey on. It was a time.
Whoa. Yeah, I think it's great. My only thing is I just don't want to get tired of it. I'm never tired of it when I'm like three glasses in and Celine Dion, Oh Holy Night comes on. It turns into a whole emotional lyrical routine. Nobody hits a note like that beat. You know?
Love no.
Her. And when's she going back on tour?
She did a lot of sternum pounding in that little frame. She's like all of 6 pounds. And when she'd say, Renee, and hit her chest that hard, I was like, oh my God, let's not with your delicate little self.
Oh, she is a dream.
Next.
Megan Rose, love y'all. Hey, girl. What is one short-term goal and one my long-term goal is to learn how to speak. One long-term goal you have. Hit it, sister.
My short-term goal is to eat better
as you have
because
goldfish.
I am someone that this and edamame are my dinner, breakfast. I am not a bad eater. Like I don't eat a lot of, because I have a terrible metabolism as we've talked about at length. So I don't eat a lot of bad food. I just have a shitty diet. Like this is not healthy to eat goldfish. Although I love you guys. Thank you for sending. So short-term goal, be better about that. And that's short-term. Long-term is...
Just happiness, you know, just stay under the umbrella Ella of happiness.
You know? I don't know about a short term, because I feel like both of these things need to be a long term goal. I would just say I need to continue to work on being present at home and not bring work home to you, or you're not at my home, but or to my husband, and to enjoy like the big, the good shit in your life, you know, and not let the other stuff penetrate, filtrate. I am wearing 4 crystals in each bra cup right now, so they are penetrating and filtrating me.
Okay, I have a few things I need to write down from that. Do you actually wear them in your bra? Stick on boobs. You guys know those petals? They leave a mark longer than the tattoo that I have. The sweat. Yep. Okay. So thank you, Megan, for that question, because I have a lot of other tangents off of that. M3 prize, 8:30 p.m. dinner reservations. Yay or nay?
I can't.
You know how I feel about this.
I know.
Sweet Steve. So we try to do a date night in an effort for me to have a healthy relationship. Whoa, what's that like? Steve plans the date night on Tuesdays, and he made an 8:30 reservation at a restaurant you and I both really, really love. And that was the only time that was available. And he's like, okay, 8:30 work. And I was like, knowing that there was a 6 a.m. flight Wednesday morning right around the corner. And I, of course, was like, that's perfect. No, it's not perfect. 6 o'clock is perfect.
Shit.
But I went. And then when they were like, any dessert? I was like, no, we're good. Thanks. Got to go home. 8:30 is late for me during the season, because now I'm on the Erin Andrews travel schedule. If I wasn't traveling, make it 11 o'clock. That's one thing about living in New York. If you say you're going to dinner at 8:30 in New York, like, you're helping the bartender cut the limes. That is early bird special.
It is. You feel like such a loser saying this. Okay. Mm-hmm. Audit 82. What's the strangest sports assignment you had early in your careers? Hit it.
Oh, I hosted a rodeo show.
Yeah.
Which bodes well for me now, because I, buying a ranch, giddy up, bareback saddle bronc and bull riding. So when I got asked to host a rodeo show, I don't know. What do I know about the rodeo?
You've been to a rodeo with me.
Well, I've been to a rodeo with you. But when they asked me to host a rodeo show, I'm like, oh my God, first of all, I'm 10 feet taller than these cowboys. It's basically like asking me to work in NASCAR, just towering over them. Same thing happened in entertainment. I used to take my shoes off. I was like, whoa, big girl special. All those actors, as we know, are tiny McTiny.
Tiny. I feel like a moose in Hollywood.
Oh, I was insane.
I'm so Hollywood. The hell just came out of my mouth.
No, but think about dancing with the...
What? I feel like a moose in Hollywood. What? When do I go to Hollywood? Not, I don't, because I need to be in bed by, I can't have an 8:30 reservation. So what am I talking about?
Wally World?
Oh, God.
I still need those glasses. Those glasses, every single time I think of you in Christmas Vacation, which I watched for the first time, mark it down on your calendars, mid-November, only 45 more airings to go of that. I need the moose glasses. You guys know the one, the eggnog Cousin Eddie's drinking. You have them.
We have them.
They're very expensive. You're rich.
Oh, are they?
So next.
We are best and worst Thanksgiving food from Rach Hibbs.
No, you didn't answer your worst assignment.
I know. I was just going to give the bitch answer and be like, I've never had a weird sports assignment because I started at the top
and I'm on my way down. If you've been tracking my career these past couple months. Whoa.
You're insane. Next. Okay, you're not answering that. Best and worst Thanksgiving food from Rach Hibbs. You're insane.
My best is, I love a green bean casserole. I love it. And the crunchy onions need to be golden. Gross. Just a little crispy crisp, a little burnt maybe. And then worst, I don't do the whole sweet potato marshmallow kind of situation. Mm. Not my jam. You.
I don't know. I can't do the green bean thing. Cranberries. What are we doing here? Who eats the cranberries? Who
Nobody.
Are these people?
Nobody.
Nobody. So I think that's the worst, the best. Give me a freaking pumpkin pie, man. I will crush that. I could be in a pumpkin pie eating contest. An edamame, goldfish, or pumpkin pie. Man, embarrassing. I will go to Starbucks. I will pre-order the drinks, whatever. I will not say that I'm getting the pumpkin loaf. Go in, eat it really fast, throw away the wrapper, and then walk out with the coffees. Here you go, Steve. I didn't just house that 700-calorie pumpkin loaf in there. Or did I?
Two things. I hate pumpkin loaf. I get the banana. And I also completely want to vomit when I hear the word loaf.
Loaf.
Loaf stuff. That's a nasty word. Just enough is enough.
No more loaf. Loaf gets you maybe pus, moist.
Yeah, a ton of it out of my chin today.
Did you get it?
No, it's not ready. And I've created it's all happening. TX Spartan, matching Christmas sweaters or pajamas. I'm more of a PJs kind of gal.
I just ordered my Wear by Erin Andrews PJs, the Seattle Seahawks one for my mom for Christmas. Cute, cute, cute.
Thank you.
I love a matching set. This is a bigger conversation. I'm writing it down. Bedtime wear, pun intended, for anytime, anywhere. I love a matching set. I think it is fabulous. So I'm into those. Matching, I don't do the matching, like, probably because I never had anyone I wanted to match with. But,
yeah, and we won't be doing ads for Match.com.
Or will we?
We could.
You know, we won't be doing ads for sit next to someone on a plane.com. All right, that does it for the pregame. For those of you that are interested in all the stories about loafs, bedtime wear, and room service. Oh, shit. We did?
And this one you'll love. H. Rogers 0109. Are padded shoulders really coming back?
I love a shoulder pad. You know this. I do. I love a shoulder pad. Although, you know this, before my first Thursday night game, I had that one yellow dress and the pad was thick. And so I cut out a little bit of it. There's like the sweet spot of a shoulder pad. You can't get too pointy. What just happened? Did the doorbell ring?
No, it's always at this time. Landscapers.
You got distracted. I already knew it. She looked over to the left.
Because the guy was right there and I was like, nope.
Anyways, you know, we're taking care of the hedges. Is that what they're called?
Not sure.
Guys, painting the roses red.
Ah, painting the roses.
Alice in Wonderland. Alice in Wonderland. Painting the roses red. All right, you guys are the best. Thank you for submitting questions and join us for the full length episode. Erin's got a story about Green Bay.
Meow. Meow.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.